Hey everybody, it's Angel. I'm in bed. Well, I'm sitting at the edge of my bed. And I'm recording. It's early in the morning. I think it's like 4:35 in the morning, something like that. Anyways, I came in here to get off. But I needed to make an audio, so I thought, kill two birds with one stone. So, sitting at the edge of my bed, thinking about what I want to say, what I want to record. You always tell me, a lot of you say I don't describe enough. Describe enough. It's early or late, depending on how you look at it. You say I don't describe enough of what I look like, or. The reason is because I want it to be a fantasy, so I want you to picture me however, whatever makes the fantasy better for you. That's why I don't describe myself, but for this one I will. I'm 5'3", and I have very fair skin. I've been tanning this summer, but it doesn't stay long, so I'm a brunette. I have long hair, it's straight. I curl it a lot though. And it goes, if it's against my back, it goes just past my bra strap down my back. So it's pretty long. I have blue eyes and huge tits. No other way to put it. They're like an F. Not like an F, they are an F. Sometimes a G, just depends, and, totally natural. I've had them homegrown, I guess they would say, here in the country. Anyways, so right now I have, on a sleeveless little, like, spaghetti strap nightie on. It's red, really soft, with black lace, barely covers my ass. Let's see, I don't have any bra or panties on. I always make sure my pussy's nice and smooth and always waxed. And, I like the way it feels. I'm always really soft. I'm super girly. And so I like the way it feels to have my skin really soft and have someone want to touch it. Well, so there's a little bit about me. Anyways, I've been wanting to do a certain type of fantasy for a while, but I keep putting it off for a couple of reasons. One of them is a lot of my listeners don't like hearing me be this bad. They want me to be their bad girl, but just not this bad. And then some of you really like me being this bad. But it's a fantasy of mine. It's certainly a very big turn on to me. And it is my married man fantasies. And people don't like thinking of their little sweet angel being that naughty and you know, preying on the married man. But it's me. It's part of what turns me on. It's part of my fantasy land, part of my fantasy world. And I hadn't done one for a couple other reasons, but that's the big one. And this morning, I'm just like, fuck it. If you don't like it, you don't like it. It's a fantasy. It's not real. But I do. I love flirting and teasing married men. It's just fun. I can pick them out at a bar, whether they have their ring on or not. They're easy to read. They're very, very grateful. And they know what's up. Like, they've been married. They know what's going on with women. They know what to say, what not to say. They know where to touch, where not to touch. They just know stuff. And so what's not to want there? Plus, there's no worry for commitment. There's no worry that they're gonna leave. What, they're gonna leave your wife for you? Their wife for you? No way. So, with all that, I mean, what's that to indulge in? So, I want my married man, my new toy, to be in bed with me. So somehow, during the day or during the night, I've lured that married man into my house, into my bed. Even though his wife is texting him and calling him, wondering where he is. And maybe even having their children call or text them, trying to find out where daddy is. He's in good hands, I promise. Because it's just for a little bit. That's what you tell him. Just once. You know, you're only human. You're allowed to indulge. You're allowed to kiss and tease and play. You just get further and further until you're in sweet little angel's bed. And then, even though she's been so sweet and demure and absolutely submissive, everything your wife isn't, you find yourself completely naked in bed, in a stranger's bed, in a strange girl's bed, with her on top of you, with her hands wrapped around your cock while she's stroking you. Your hands clutching her thighs. Feels so good to have such a young, sweet little girl on top of you. So eager and willing to please you. Just thinking about it makes my pussy so wet. Because I am. So willing to please a married man. So willing to give him everything he can't get at home. Just think of me straddling your thighs, completely naked, my soft toned skin, my huge tits. All yours to do with whatever you want. There's no, there's no, I'm not in the mood. There's no, I have a headache. It's all I want is you. I want to make you feel good. I want to make you feel more than good. I want to make you feel things you've never felt before. Do you like that? Do you like the thought? A sweet little angel taking care of you all night long. A lot of you think it's the wedding ring. A lot of people think that's the turn on. And seeing that metal band around your finger. No. I mean, it doesn't hurt sometimes, but it's so much more than that. It's knowing that you're giving someone something they've never had before, or it's been a very, very long time, so it's like new anyways. I mean, what's not fun about that? Be the new shiny toy in the toy box? I mean, you're only young once. Why not live it up and make some married man very happy? That's exactly what I do. Make you very, very happy. My pussy is so wet right now, just thinking about it and talking about it. I think I'm gonna get, I don't think, I know. I'm gonna get my dildo. The one that's just a little too big for me. My tight little pussy just has trouble taking it all because it's so thick. But I think for my married men, I'm gonna take it just for you, since you do get me so wet. Just think about me laying on my back, my thighs spread apart, just laying in bed thinking about you. My little nightgown pushed up around my waist. Oh, my nipples are so hard. That was huge dildo just pressed against my little fuckhole. Just so tight. So wet. Oh. And then I just start to push. Start to push it. Oh, I want to take all of it. Big dildo for you just made me wetter. Just think about that first time. That first thrust. My tight pussy. Well, amazing, wouldn't it? So tight and smooth. Knowing that you can go as fast or slow as you want, as deep as you want, for as long as you want. I want to take all of you, whatever way you want to give me. I know you'd feel amazing. So, so good. You like thinking about stretching my little pussy out? Knowing that you're so big. And it almost hurts. Feeling that little fuckhole just wrapped around you, squeezing you. It's almost amazing you could fit all the way. But you do. I'm
feels incredible. And I want to make sure you stay in there for a very long time. Do you like that? You can fuck me however you want. If you want me on top of you, riding you, moving my hips, watching my body. I can face away from you. You can watch me on my hands and knees. Just watch your cock sink into me. My tight little ass bounces up and down on top of you. Or you could have me on my hands and knees, just fucking me from behind. Just going as hard and deep as you want. Your hand wrapped in my hair, just pushing my face into the mattress. Just fucking me as hard as you want. Just think about it. Just think about all the possibilities. And every time the answer will be yes. Every time I'll just be begging for more. Does that happen at home? That sounds so good. We both get what we want. You get to fuck my tight pussy. Or my ass. Or my mouth. You know. Or slide your cock in between my tits. And fuck them to spray your load all over me. It doesn't really matter. I just want it. I just want to make you feel good. And give you exactly what you need. Because you're what I need. You're my fantasy. You can call me whatever you want. You can. Call me, text me. Even if you only have an hour. Wherever you need me, I'll be ready. And I promise I'll make it fun and exciting. You'll come harder than you have in years. Maybe. I'll be really nice. I might even bring a friend. Or would that be too much for you? I'm not very good at sharing. So you'd have to be very good for me to want to share you. Fuck. I know. I'm just letting myself, my body get used to taking this big dildo inside of me. I really want to get off. I really want my vibrator, and I really just want to get off. Just for you. How's it sound? Because it sounds fucking amazing to me. God, I'm so wet. I'm so fucking wet. Wish your cock was here to feel it. I feel how wet you make me. How wet that married cock makes you a little angel. Oh. Is want you to fuck me every way your wife won't let you or doesn't anymore. I want to give you all the things you fantasize about. All the things you crave. All the noises you could get me to make. Think about how rough you could be with me. You could use every inch of my body. The moment you want a blowjob, all you'd have to do is tell me. I'd be ready to suck your cock for as long as you need. I'm an excellent little cocksucker. I'm so eager to please. You don't have to worry about a commitment. Doing is saying the right thing, and everything you do will be just right. Or please, you spank me and grab my hair. Every inch of my body you touch. Doing just right. Oh, fuck, and when you come, I want you to come wherever the fuck you want. You can pick. Yeah. Where you gotta come on me? Wherever you want. Inside of me. Inside my pussy, inside my ass, my stomach, my back, my tits, and my face. Where do you want? About where you're gonna come and did me in. Well, I guess that's enough teasing of the married men out there for now. Maybe there'll be more later.